The following program has been paid for by John Tassoni. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is Recovery Radio, the first radio show in Rhode Island to offer useful information for the purpose of helping men and women suffering from alcohol and other addictions. Recovery Radio's goal is to raise awareness in the state and is dedicated to improving the outcome of those with addictions. Recovery Radio with John Tassoni is sponsored by Phoenix House of New England. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free at 1-888-345-0790. Now, here's John Tassoni.
Welcome to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Just for points of the show, next Monday we will not be on. It's opening day of baseball. The Yankees, opening day in New York, so we got booted out. Shame on us. Got booted out for the Yankees. Even though we're Red Sox fans, we're booted out. So welcome, Dr. Cohen from NHP.
Good to be here.
My favorite guest. I got to tell you that. My favorite guest. So welcome and thank you for joining us today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, and you and I both have a mutual friend, Mr. Tom Cordier. Mm-hmm. And I was with Tom last week, and we were talking about stigma and about how we work around that. And he came up with a good point. He came up with the word of shame. People do not like to talk about shame, about using and becoming addicted to whatever substance it is, whether it's alcohol, opioids, heroin, cocaine,
Tobacco,
whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So how do we get around it? I mean, you're out in the community. You talk to people all the time. You know what everyone's dealing with shame. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on moving forward with this and getting people to realize that this is a disease? It's not something someone wakes up in the morning and says, well, I feel like being an addict today. Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
It's a very good question. Hi, I'm Dr. Tracy Cohen from Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island. And I actually was just talking with Tom about that very question from the governor's office. I say we have to come at it from many different perspectives. One of the ways that I start off with are with my patients. And I talk with them about the pride that they should have in having made a decision to address a really serious, hard disease. And that to have pride for having made a step, to have pride. We fall off sometimes, we get back on. So I think one of the places it starts is with us, those who are struggling. Maybe, let's say we don't consider ourselves addicts, but maybe we drink too much sometimes. Maybe we smoke too much sometimes. Maybe we smoke weed all day on the weekends. One of the first things to do is start from your own self and how you feel about those things. And if you're not feeling quite right about it, is being brave to talk, to be open and clear with yourself, but also to be feeling pride and ownership, once that's a weird word, that you are taking a very hard step. So that's what I talk with my own patients a lot about that. And I think that's a key piece, is that when we go and we make decisions to decrease risk use of legal drugs or to battle what has been termed addiction, that we should have pride in ourselves. There, I have other things too, but I just really believe that sometimes we underestimate that.
You know, too, like when I'm in conversations with people, whether it be the coffee shop or other places, and you know, people start talking about diabetes. I say, well, I'm a diabetic.
Right.
Really? You're a diabetic? How did you get that? Well, number one, it's a disease. Number
right.
two, most of the time it's hereditary.
Right.
So when people look at someone who is trying to get their life back on track because of a substance, whatever that substance may be, and they talk about it, and people on the other side of the table look and say, wow, he is actually talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a different view of people who have gone through that. More people who are in recovery need to talk about it.
I agree.
They don't need to hide it.
Well, the shame starts first here, right?
Right.
We have to shed that, throw that away. But you're right. And then family and community are another big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But feeling confident that you have something to add to the conversation as a result of this experience is a start.
You know, I've had a lot of people on the show. And I was talking to a young boy the other day who is 22. And he was working at a local Dunkin' Donuts, and we're having a conversation. He said to me, is that your truck out there? I said, yes, it is. He said, you do recovery radio? I said, yes, I do. He said, you know, I've always wanted to get into radio, so I didn't know where he was going with this. I said, well, you know, you're welcome to come on the show and sit with me, and I can show you how to do it and how it's done. But, you know, you're going to have to do some work yourself as far as going out and get sponsors and everything. He said, well, there's a reason why I asked you that question. So I'm saying, well, isn't the reason is you want to be a radio host, a talk show host? Well, not really. I'm in recovery. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm a year clean. I was using cocaine. So it's interesting how they make a circle and actually come in from another side of the truck, I'll use that word,
mm-hmm.
to tell me he was in recovery.
Right.
Instead of just saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm in recovery, you know, for what you do, I'd like to come on radio. You know what I'm saying? He made a whole circle, like he circled the truck, and then he told me.
Because we're not comfortable just saying
exactly
what it is that we're talking
exactly
about.
Do you ever think that that'll be null and void?
I think it's going to take real effort. Things don't just happen. I think we have to commit ourselves to making it happen.
Yeah.
One of the other big things that I think gets in our way is you bring up the analogy of diabetes, which is a good one. No one feels guilty about using insulin or being dependent upon insulin to stay alive, to treat diabetes. One of the big problems of shame comes in getting treatment for this chronic illness of substance use disorder or addiction.
Right.
And that's completely backwards. We applaud people who use their inhalers or take their high blood pressure medications because they're being proactive, they're taking a step. But we make people who are seeking help for a substance use issue feel bad. So I think that's another place to also to be, is to really be emphasizing to a great really hitting it hard. Right. Treatment works. And if you, just the way that you feel like you're taking care of diabetes, you're taking care of a very serious and deadly illness by taking medication, if that is the right path for you in recovery.
You know, the next thing I want to talk about is the issue of not in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So many people don't realize that there's so many different treatments out there for people with substance abuse disorder. Mm-hmm. One of the places that I work with is looking to expand because there's so many people in need of medicated-assisted treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the elected officials say, we don't want that type of place in our backyard. And the conversations I've had with them is that it's a place where people go to get their medicine so they can become productive citizens again. We don't hand out marijuana. We don't hand out cocaine. We don't hand out heroin. We hand out medicine so they don't take the drugs.
Right.
And then after a while, it starts to sink in, but we have to do an awful lot of work to get them to understand what the medicated assisted treatment is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, right. It's not rocket science.
No, it's really but not. It's pretty straightforward.
And they say, we don't want those type of people in our neighborhood. Well,
they
guess what?
There.
They're already there.
They're already there.
They're already there.
I have the same discussion with doctors and providers. Well,
primary care docs, I got to tell you, to be honest with you,
yep.
are the worst. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll be right back with Dr. Cohen.
Sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-430-7923.
Your family looks to you for all the answers, but who do you turn to when you need help? Far too many Rhode Islanders face this problem every day, whether it's keeping the heat on, finding safe, affordable daycare, or fighting to escape the cycle of addiction. Nobody should be forced to face these hardships alone. Dial 211 from any phone and you won't have to. United Way 211 is free, confidential, and local. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can even be found online at 211ri.org. Remember, addiction is a disease, recovery is possible, and treatment is available. Call 211.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Do drugs or alcohol control your life? If you're struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is available, and there is hope for recovery. Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island covers many treatment options for members who qualify. Call today to learn more. Neighborhood makes health care easy and offers the lowest priced health plans for Rhode Islanders. Call today at 1-800-459-6019 or visit Neighborhood online at nhpri.org.
Addiction Recovery Institute has been treating opioid use disorder for more than 25 years. In the outside world, people can take advantage of other people. But at Addiction Recovery Institute, people take care of other people. And they do it with dignity, respect, and the utmost in confidentiality. Your recovery can begin today at Addiction Recovery Institute's clinic in Pawtucket or at their Warwick location. That's Addiction Recovery Institute. Visit our website at methadone.com for more information. Or call 401-725-2520 today.
Phoenix House in New England, a nonprofit leader in the treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care in Rhode Island throughout New England from medically monitored withdrawal services to residential and outpatient treatment. For teens, we offer both comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly skilled professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted. And a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-378-4435 or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. If you or someone you love can begin a new life in recovery, call Phoenix House. Accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
AM 790 WPRV. This is Recovery Radio with John Tassoni.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. In the studio today is the world-renowned doctor, Dr. Cohen from NHP. And Doc, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give my listeners your title?
Hi. So I'm Dr. Tracy Cohen. I'm the medical director of Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island.
But you also do substance use.
Yeah, good question. So I have been in continuous part-time treatment. Practice
and treatment.
Practice and treatment No shame in that. I've been in continuous part-time clinical practice treating addictions since 2007. So my main job is as medical director of a health plan, but I review patient charts, sign prescriptions, see patients daily.
Why substance abuse?
That's a good question. So I did primary care for many, many years. And I think what I love about substance use treatment is, first of all, that if I had learned about how to talk real with people earlier, I think I could have done way better with diabetes. Okay, so much of addiction treatment is, so people come in, they are where they are, and what do? Well, I offer them medication, that's true, but also I offer them a reflection, a mirror. So this is how I heard this. If we were in that position again, what's the one thing we could change? Like, it's a challenge beliefs. I believe that if I see dope, I have to use it. Okay, well, let's take that belief. We have to challenge that belief. And the really simple answer is that people get so much better. It's dramatic. It is a privilege to be part of this journey for so many people. There are people who come in who've seen amazing things and suffered terrible traumas, but with their being brave and dedicated and resilient and keep coming back at it, they turn their lives around, and it's amazing.
You know, that's, you know, one of the things that people ask me about, because I want to get away from some of the other stuff that I do. I want to be more involved in the substance use mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of satisfaction when I go home at night and I know that I work with someone like you. I can make the call to you and say, "Doc, can you help me with this particular individual?" And then they get treatment, they get help, they turn their life around, and they become productive citizens again. In the back of my mind, I wish I had started this earlier in my career.
Me too.
Because I would have went back to school, be a counselor, to get into the weeds
mm-hmm.
of what we deal with on a daily basis. That being said, I am where I am now. I want to get rid of some of the other stuff that I do besides the radio. And, you know, now I do 20 hours a week with Dr. Storti at the Substance Use Mental Health Leadership Council. But I want to do more, because I get great satisfaction mm-hmm. when I know that I help someone to become a productive citizen again, instead of worrying about an ad in my newspaper.
Right. And I just want to add, too, sometimes you just help people make one decision that's good that day.
Right.
Maybe it's one less day in that week that someone's using something that could kill them, or one day without picking up a drink. So wherever you are, it's still very rewarding to help support people making those brave decisions to take stuff on like that, even if it's not the full 180 overnight.
Right.
Any part of that journey that someone's on and you get to be a part of that, I think is a privilege. And we are very privileged to have you in our community to keep speaking up for these things and having this discussion, Recovery Radio, and your support, the Leadership Council. It's fabulous. We really appreciate
Thank you. Thank you. I want to talk to you again about when we went on to break, we're talking about primary docs. And I believe, did you say you were a primary doc?
Yes, I'm board certified in family medicine and addiction medicine. Okay. So I began as a PCP in the community health care centers.
So I went to this one particular primary care group a few years ago and had a conversation with my primary care doc, saying, "Listen, this is what I'm doing now. If I can be of assistance to you, please let me know." Their answer was, "We don't have those type of people here."
Right.
So I said to him, "You most certainly do, but you may not know who they are." Can I bring my brochures in and leave them on your table? Put a nice little plastic container, and at that time I was working with Phoenix House. He said, sure you can. Well, I brought him in on a Thursday. Unfortunately, he got sick over the weekend, so I had a doctor's appointment for Tuesday. And when I went in there, all the stuff was gone. Now, I know damn well.
No one picked them up, right? Yeah.
All those flyers didn't go
by patients.
By patients. Yeah. They went in the garbage.
Right.
Because they don't deal with those type of patients. So how do we get primary docs to understand that this is an issue? And I find it hard to believe that they believe that they don't have patients with this type of disease.
I think maybe we've moved on a little bit from that point. I think there's more acceptance now.
It was 2 years ago.
It was only 2 years ago. Okay, so hopefully that person's an outlier. I think more and more primary care docs do recognize that addiction is kind of making its way into all of the other illnesses that we treat, like high blood pressure, diabetes, emphysema. I think there's a growing understanding, really getting it clear that no one makes a decision to develop an addiction, that treatment is as worthy as treatment for diabetes.
Right.
I think is a huge part of it. And I don't mean to go off too far here, but part of it as a physician is recognizing the illness and what are predictable what are predictable things. So if someone comes in, they're trying to get an oxy prescription from me, I don't take that personally. Mm-hmm. And so doctors and providers have to kind of pull out of that and actually it's very freeing. Say, well, I think that's an unhealthy thing to do. And so it's getting beyond that tension about an oxy or a perk or something like that. Mm-hmm. And once you do it, it's freeing. And I think once doctors can get past that in their head, that they find how actually it's great. And then they do better with diabetes because you all basically just help people think about the decisions they make day by day. And that's what people who are in recovery do better than anybody else.
Is there a protocol where if I'm a primary care doc and I have neighborhood health and the patient says to the doc that he has been using, is there a protocol for that primary care doc to call NHP and say, alert, John Tassoni is using heroin?
Okay, so NHP, we're a health plan, mm-hmm. We don't provide the care, but we try to support the best standards of care.
I'm a primary care doc.
And you call me.
Is there a conversation between the primary care doc and NHP saying, listen,
these are the resources. Here's where you can refer this person. Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
We do have behavioral health services in our plan through a vendor, but we also provide them directly. And it's actually very important for us to be close to the delivery of behavioral health care. And as you may know, we have another mutual friend, Jamie D'Annunzio, who has been a director at Gateway for over a decade or so. Mm-hmm. And he is a frontline provider who has been an advocate for mental health, behavioral health, addiction care, proud integration with primary care as well. And we feel we're honored and pleased that he now is our director of behavioral health at Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island. So we are making commitment to be very thoughtful and get a provider perspective as part of our health plan.
Couldn't have picked a better guy. We're going to take a quick break. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni, here with Dr. Cohen from NHP. We'll be right back.
AM 790 is the home of Recovery Radio, hosted by Rhode Island Council on Gambling Advocacy Award winner John Tassoni. Recovery Radio focuses on useful information for those suffering from alcohol, drugs, and other addiction. What services and organizations are making a difference, and which are right for your needs. Every Monday at 3 p.m., presented by 1-800-DRUG-HELP, Phoenix House, a national leader in the treatment of substance abuse, co-occurring disorders, and recovery. On your station for talk and business, AM 790.
Bridgemark is a treatment program that offers residential, outpatient, and intensive outpatient services. The residential program serves adult males suffering from chemical dependency. The outpatient and intensive outpatient programs serve people struggling with chemical dependency, codependency, gambling addiction, anger management, and domestic violence. They provide a respectful treatment environment to support healthy and lasting change. If any of these problems are impacting your life or those you care about, contact Bridgemark at 781-2700 for a confidential, comprehensive assessment.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you ever spent a night on organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable, 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. You can't buy our sheets in store. Only on our website. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bull & Branch. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Don't just take my word for it. Sleep on our sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, you can send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP. Bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
One out of every 10 Rhode Islanders is struggling with addiction. So chances are you or someone you know is struggling too. The Providence Center has a message for you. Recovery is possible, and the Providence Center can help make it happen. All you need to do is call 276-4020. The Providence Center has helped thousands of men and women in our area overcome drug and alcohol addiction. Whether you're just starting to think about getting sober or if you've been down this road before, the Providence Center has a variety of treatment services that are tailored to your needs. The Providence Center believes that the path to a healthy life starts with a healthy mind. Make recovery possible. Call the Providence Center at 276-4020 today. That's 276-4020 or visit providencecenter.org for more information on the Providence Center services. Major insurances are accepted. The Providence Center, healthy minds for healthy lives. providencecenter.org.
AM 790 WPRV. This is Recovery Radio with John Tassoni.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni, in the studio today. The lovely Dr. Cohen from NHP, Neighborhood Health. Doctor, thank you for joining us today, as always. You know, we were just talking a little bit pertaining to kids and stuff like that. And it's amazing to me how intuitive is the word that these kids are today with the internet, peer pressure to go out and try some of the stuff that's on the street. And it's amazing to me that some of the people who, over the past 2 or 3 months, who have been arrested for pushing, whether it be heroin, marijuana, or any other illicit drugs. I was called to a meeting a couple weeks ago by the speaker talking about a bill that he's going to put in that's on the agenda for tomorrow that we're working through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we need stiffer penalties for people who drug traffic. If we have stiffer penalties, I think we'd have more of a chance, a fighting chance anyway, that this stuff wouldn't be hanging around Rhode Island. You know, if we're like China, I don't know if you're familiar what China does, but if you're convicted, your family buys the bullet, you go outside, and that's the end of your life. So they don't have much drug trafficking in China, but they do a lot with sales.
I was going to say.
They do a lot with sales.
They absolutely do.
You know? So that is something that would be an interesting conversation to have with law enforcement over this particular piece. But I wanted to get back to you a little bit about your open enrollment. So many people who don't have health care, now that they've relaxed the total infrastructure of Obamacare, what does it take to get open enrollment going?
That's a really good point. While there have been relaxations on Obamacare, we continue to see increases in our commercial exchange business.
Really?
Yeah, so people want health care. And despite there being incentives against everyone joining, still we have growing numbers in commercial. In our commercial exchange numbers all the time.
Wow.
And we're providing excellent care at a great price and high quality, and people want that. People feel better getting primary care, getting preventative health, and getting care when they need it. The open enrollment piece, though, is for Medicaid. And so if you're Medicaid eligible,
What is that?
That means that you meet income guidelines to become eligible to receive Medicaid.
Is that age restrictive, though?
It is not restricted to age. There were times where it was restricted, there are differing levels based upon whether you're a mom, a child, actually children. You don't have to be, you can actually have a slightly higher income level and still be covered by Medicaid as a child. But now with the expansion population, if you meet a certain income level, you can be eligible for Medicaid. So right now, until May 31st, it's been going on now for a month, but until 31st, from today through May 31st, if you have neighborhood and you do nothing, you'll stay on neighborhood. But this is a time, if you are on another plan or haven't chosen a plan, now's the time to do it. Through May 31st, if you have Medicaid, there are 3 plans available. Neighborhood is by far the largest Medicaid plan, and it's time to sign up. But if you're already a neighborhood member, you do nothing, you stay a member.
What about age? You have to be 18 or older?
So, no, the answer to that is no. And I just want to make a distinction. We don't, the plans don't decide who's eligible for Medicaid. That's done by Health and Human Services. So you apply through there, mm-hmm. and HealthSource Rhode Island to determine eligibility. But no, all ages are eligible for Medicaid if they meet guidelines in Rhode Island.
Okay. What is the average cost for a plan? If you're a single plan compared to...
On our commercial exchange?
Yep.
There's a very wide range because we have bronze plans, we have silver plans, we have gold plans, we have platinum plans. And it sounds confusing because there are many varying levels, but the higher premium you pay, the less you pay in co-share and in cost-share, that type of thing, in co-payments. And I don't actually have the exact numbers with me, but they're readily available on our website and through HealthSource Rhode Island, and we are consistently more affordable than any of the commercial exchange products, and we offer excellent network and great quality care.
So with that being said, what is your website?
I'm going to say it's nhpri.com, but I'm not sure.
Oh, boy.
It's .org.
Okay.
nhpri.org.
Okay.
I said com.
Yeah, you did.
With O-R-G.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're calm in here today. So what is on the horizon for NHP? Are they looking to adopt any new programs?
That's a really good question. I know that
you are probably one of the, your company is probably one of the leaders in attracting good people. I know you're in a great town now. You're in Smithfield. So what is the plan moving forward?
I think the plan is recommitting itself to serve communities in Rhode Island, and to do it in the most, in, with good stewardship and the highest quality. For example, we are also innovative. We have what we call a health at home program. So some of our most medically complex, like people who have lots of serious illnesses and maybe also they have depression or something with it, we go out to the homes and provide care.
Yeah,
and
it's almost like it was years ago when I was a kid.
Right, except in a very dedicated, constant way, though. We have 17 people who are fully dedicated to our members who are facing the biggest challenges in medical and behavioral health, and going to their house and coordinating care, making sure that all the connections are made. If you go in the hospital, we'll see you there. We'll check you when you get home. And that program has had fantastic results. It's primary care in the home.
Yeah. Is it regular docs that go out to the home, or is it physician's assistants?
Nurse practitioners are the ones who lead the teams. We also have community outreach workers who are highly engaged and so knowledgeable on how to help people engage and to get resources. And we also have a nurse, and we also have a licensed clinical social worker, so a therapist. These are all part of the team, and then they talk to us docs when
they
need to.
You know, that's, I truly believe that this is, you know, when they say things go around 365 and come back, I received a letter the other day at the council from a lady who lives in my town. She saw my article about my new role at the council. And she's in her mid-50s, very, very, very overweight, looking for some gym equipment so she could work out. So I'm close with a couple of the YMCAs, and I asked the question, you know, what do you do with the old stuff? You know, can I get something for this lady? And come to find out, they don't do that anymore. They lease equipment. So when it gets bad, they just turn it over. Make a long story short, my good friend at the Smithfield Y said to me, I can give her a scholarship where she can go there for free. So
great.
I called her up. And I said, listen, I got something better than putting that equipment in your house. If you would walk down the stairs, get in your car, and go to the Y, I can get you a scholarship. So she thought for a minute, and she said to me, you went out of your way to get that information for me? I said, yeah. I said, why wouldn't I? I said, you asked for my help. I help people. Well, hopefully today, she went to the Y and accepted the scholarship, I'm hoping. I will talk to her later on. But
good.
All it takes is a phone call.
Oftentimes, that is very true. And our being willing to help each other is key part of pushing things forward. Absolutely.
And I want to talk. We're going to take a a break, but I want to talk about when I made that phone call to you a couple of weeks ago from one of my friends mm-hmm. who was in need, and how fast NHB got the ball rolling. Unfortunately, he didn't last. He passed away. But just your quickness in response meant a lot. So
it was my pleasure to be
here. We're
going
to take a quick break. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll be right back with NHP.
Sponsored by Tomorrow Sleep. Welcome tomorrow with the new Tomorrow Hybrid Mattress, crafted by the sleep experts at Serta Simmons. Use code DRIVE for $125 off at tomorrowsleep.com.
Trying to quit smoking? No luck? Cigarette smoking and tobacco use are the most preventable cause of illness and death in the country. Kodak has been providing effective, respectful, and compassionate treatment, recovery support, and prevention services since 1971. Kodak's trained and certified tobacco treatment specialists use the latest practices and information in a clinical setting that supports your efforts to be tobacco-free. Covered by health insurance? Call Kodak today, 275-5037. That's 275-5037.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and is a leading Rhode Island laboratory that provides drug testing solutions across the country to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. Dominion Diagnostics delivers objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
There's nothing quite as euphoric as getting a beautiful, well-rested, good night's sleep, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, I'm sure you'll go ahead and look it up. But getting that good night's sleep, my goodness, you feel invigorated. All you got to do is go to Zepa.com. Zepa eliminates the snoring. You put it in your mouth, it gets rid of the snoring, and you get that euphoric, beautiful night's sleep. What you need to do is go to Zepa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com.
Do you struggle with addiction? If alcohol or drugs control your life, help is just a phone call away. Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island covers many inpatient and outpatient treatment options for members who qualify. Recovery is possible, and Neighborhood is here for you. Call today to learn more. Neighborhood makes health care easy and offers the lowest priced health plans for Rhode Islanders. Call today at 1-800-459-6019 or visit Neighborhood online at nhpri.org.
First step to the path of recovery today, call Phoenix House at 1-800-378-4435. A national nonprofit leader in the treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for adults in Rhode Island and throughout New England, from medically monitored withdrawal services to residential and outpatient treatment. For teens, we offer both comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life to recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and the sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-378-4435 or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Phoenix House of New England, accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
AM 790 WPRV. This is Recovery Radio with John Tassoni.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni, in the studio today with the infamous Dr. Cohen from NHP. Welcome, Doctor, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy being here.
As one of the prime sponsors of the show, NHP, which is great to have, and I heard that NHP is going to do a little public service announcement, which stars you.
Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island. Yep. We, as you probably hear, we're on the radio But we are doing a public service. We do public service announcements about healthy choices and how our plan tries to support those types of healthy choices.
And who is it just you on the public service announcement, or is it you?
We also have
friend?
Our associate medical director, Dr. Christopher Adiano.
Wow.
Is also one of us who provide this PSA.
Are you doing both radio and TV?
This will be at least on the internet, but I think there may be a TV run. But also, we recently put together more radio,
yeah.
As you know.
That's good. That's good. Yep. It's good to get information out for people to make an informed decision on what type of health plans that they want or can afford.
Right.
Especially now when people are so vulnerable. You know, I learned of it firsthand a few weeks ago. You know, with my mom.
I'm very sorry about your loss.
First, in a matter of 2 hours, she was here, then she was gone.
Yeah.
And never been sick before. So it doesn't make any sense to me that people play Russian roulette with not having health care.
I agree. And lucky for us in Rhode Island, virtually everybody is eligible for health care.
And we have a choice.
We do.
Have a choice.
And that's a great thing. That's a big change from when I was starting off as a doctor in this state.
How long have you been a doctor?
Since 96. So 22 years.
Wow.
No, right?
Yeah, you don't look a day over 30.
Thank you so much. Good thing we're on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, listen, your son called in a little while ago.
I was
wishing to have a conversation with that young man, you know. But it is great to have you along with a lot of other docs that trying to get to the root of this problem. Trying to get information out that parents can look at, think about, and have that conversation with their children. We are a society now of parents trying to be friends instead of trying to be parents.
And our children want us to be parents.
Right.
They really do.
They have enough friends. They have enough distractions in junior high.
They absolutely
Enough distractions in high school. They have a good amount of distractions in college.
Absolutely.
But when they come out of college, we think that they're set to go. But in reality...
They're always yours, right?
In reality, is right, is that they look for some direction from us being parents. You know, I said this when my father passed almost 11 months ago. Your parents teach you everything you need to know why they're here on earth. But they never teach you how to live without them. So people need to take a lesson from that. You know, my nephew who is in college, his mother was complaining to me about he never calls home. Never calls home. Never calls home.
Right. But he's probably doing well, and he's.
But that being said, I said to the young man last weekend, I said, listen, I'm an orphan now. I don't have a mother or I have a father. They're both gone. You have a mother and a father. What does it take for you to pick up the phone and say, hey, Ma, how you doing today?
That's a good thought. I would say that applies to everything that we do. What does it doesn't take much of us, and it gives so much back if we just ask somebody how they're doing, what happened today, how they're feeling. And we should be giving those respect not only to our friends but to our family, and valuing their time.
Yeah, and you know, I had that conversation with him, and I said, you know, I drive home from here every Monday at 5 o'clock. And every Monday at 5 o'clock since 2009, I called my mother and father on the way home. Number one, because the traffic is horrific and I needed something to
right,
do.
Right, you needed distraction.
And number two, but obviously to check and right. see where they are. And now, yesterday, I had to take my mother's phone number off my phone.
Mm-hmm. It's a big step.
It's a big step. And people don't realize how important that is. We do not instill these type of qualities in our kids today. Or our kids fail to realize the qualities they have until they lose them. So, to the people out there who are listening, call your mother and father every day.
Yep.
Have conversations. It doesn't hurt. Sometimes there may be a pain in the fasteris. But once they're gone, they're gone. I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Love to have you back. Thank you for bringing your assistant. Taking pictures of my bald head in the back. But that being said, thank you to NHP for being a sponsor. Thank you for the work that you do. And again, we're off next week because of the damn Yankees. But we'll be back the following week on the 9th. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and a leading national medical laboratory that provides drug testing solutions to improve.